Okay, welcome back everyone to our Experience Shabbat Shir and a Freilich Chanukah, Chanukah Sameach, Happy Chanukah to everyone on this beautiful first night of Chanukah. I know that we are technically in the middle of going through the Friday night davening. God willing, next week we'll finish up the Friday night davening. But for this week, as it is Shabbos Chanukah coming up in less than 24 hours, I thought it would be worthwhile, as this year has been all about for us trying to endeavor to understand Shabbos from every angle. I thought it'd be worthwhile to capitalize on the fact that Shabbos Chanukah is coming, and there's only one Shabbos Chanukah this year, and therefore it's worthwhile to capitalize on understanding what the essence of Shabbos Chanukah is all about. In particular, right, so you'd say, why is there any connection between Shabbos and Chanukah? Maybe it just happens to be that Chanukah lasts 8 days, and it's inevitable that Chanukah will land on Shabbos. So, okay, there is that perspective to say that there is no connection between Shabbos and Chanukah, and okay, it just happens to be. It's an 8-day holiday. It's inevitable that it's going to fall on Shabbos. However, I think quite logically, you can say that there has to be some sort of a connection to Shabbos and Chanukah because of the fact that on Shabbos you have the mitzvah of lighting the Shabbos candles, and you also have Havdalah as well, although we will not be focusing on Havdalah as much. But you have the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neris, of lighting the Shabbos candles, and on Chanukah, of course, you have the mitzvah of lighting the menorah. These are the only two mitzvahs in the entire in the entirety of the Jewish tradition that has to do with lighting candles. So you'd have to assume that there has to be some connection between Shabbos and Chanukah, in that they are the only two holidays, the only two times in which we have the obligation to light candles. So therefore, if there is some sort of a connection, the question that we'll have to grapple with is understanding if there is a connection, meaning that there is a comparison to Shabbos and Chanukah. Right? Are the candles of each day, the Shabbos Friday night candles and the Chanukah candles, are they comparable to one another, or do we have to contrast them with one another? Or in other words, are they equal, or are they diametrically opposed, if you will? So, and if so, regardless of how we'll end up comparing the two of them or contrasting the two of them, we'll notice that it must be that since Shabbos has one essence of lighting certain kinds of candles, and Chanukah has another type of essence of lighting a different type of candles, then Shabbos Chanukah must ultimately be the fusion of these two lights, of these two lightings coming together, as we do light both of these candles for only one day, or sometimes 2 days, throughout the year. So the discussion really begins with just stating a simple fact. If you looked far and wide to find a Maseches Chanukah, right, a tractate of Gemara that has to do all about Chanukah, you will not find that. For every other holiday, we do have a Masechta. We don't really have for Shavuos, although there is a Maseches Shavuos, but it's not about the holiday of Shavuos, it's about the laws of Shavuot, of swears, of vows. But if you look far and wide, you will find a Masechta for every other holiday, Purim included, right? There's a Maseches Megillah, but there is no Maseches Chanukah. Where in the world can you find the halachos and the teachings and the traditions of Maseches Chanukah? In Maseches Shabbos, right? There's just a few dapim smack in the middle of the second parak of Maseches Shabbos, the parak of Bamem and Likin, right? The parak of Mishnayos, the chapter of Mishnas that we usually say on Friday night, as we have been speaking about. So in that chapter, we deal with some of the laws of Chanukah. So there, in and of itself, lies an important reality in recognizing that there is clearly a connection between Shabbos and Chanukah. And from all of the tractates of all of the Gemaras, the fact that we speak about Chanukah in Maseches Shabbos shows that there must be some sort of intrinsic connection between Shabbos and Chanukah. And in particular, the reason why Chanukah comes up is because we're specifically talking about lighting the Shabbos candles. And if we're talking about lighting the Shabbos candles, well, then it's worthwhile to talk about lighting the Chanukah menorah. So, what is the connection, distinction, or contrastment, or whatever the word might be, between the Chanukah candles and the Shabbos candles? So this conversation really gets exciting and gets kicked off in the codification of a certain halacha. The Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Tuf Reish Ayin Ches that there's an important halacha regarding understanding what if you only have the capability. Thank God, B'li Ayin Hara, none of us, I don't believe, are in this predicament. But let's say you could literally only afford one candle on Shabbos Chanukah. So do you light Shabbos candles or do you light Chanukah candles? And so you say, what do you mean? One candle, don't we have the obligation to light whatever night there is of Chanukah? So we, okay, Sam has one candle there. Again, I'm glad to see that. So the truth is, at the end of the day, the base obligation for both Shabbos candles and Hanukkah candles, regardless of however many you light, is that we have the obligation to light one candle. So if you have two candles, this question doesn't really get off the ground. If you have two candles, you light one for Shabbos and one for Hanukkah. But let's say you could literally only afford one candle. So what candle do you buy, the Shabbos candle or the Hanukkah candle? So says the Shulchan Aruch as follows. Mi she'in yado maseges leknos ner Hanukkah v'ner Shabbos. Let's say you can only afford to buy one candle between the Shabbos candles and the Hanukkah candles. Says the Shulchan Aruch, yikneh ner Shabbos. You should buy Shabbos candles. It's a pretty famous halacha that that Shabbos candles are above Hanukkah candles. Why are Shabbos candles above Hanukkah candles? So we'll try to delve into this a little bit more deeply in a few moments, but the Shulchan Aruch does give a reason explicitly. Mipnei Shalom Beiso, because of the fact that Shabbos candles represent Shalom Bayis, as we know, as we spoke several weeks ago about the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neros, and that it's a mitzvah that pertains to the reality that we light candles to create Shalom Bayis, and for no other reason, we light them to create a peaceful home environment, meaning without lights, everyone's going to be bumping into each other and it'll be a disaster, but with lights, which obviously back in the day, the notion of having Shabbos candles, that was the only light that was in your house without a world of electricity, so if that was the only light that you had, then because of Shabbos candles, it created a peaceful home environment, because it allowed everyone to see each other, and it was a really just a much more pleasant experience than sitting in the dark. So Shabbos candles come above Hanukkah candles because of the fact that they create Shalom Bayis. But let's just read a little bit further in the Shulchan Aruch, because it is also telling to help us understand the gravitas of the mitzvah of lighting Hanukkah candles. Ve'im yish lo l'shel Shabbos ve'in lo l'ner Hanukkah. But let's say you have Shabbos candles, and now you have a little bit of money left, and the question is, are you going to buy Hanukkah candles or v'l'yayin l'kiddush hayom? Are you going to buy Shabbos? Are you going to buy grape juice for Shabbos, or are you going to buy Hanukkah candles? So what's more important, says the Shulchan Aruch, incredibly, yikneh l'ner Hanukkah mishum person minisa, ner Hanukkah, lighting Hanukkah candles, comes above having the grape juice or the wine for Kiddush. Now, that is a fascinating reality, because of the fact that if you compare the Hanukkah candles to the mitzvah of Kiddush, logically, if I'd ask you on the street in a vacuum, what would you say? What's more important, Shabbos Hanukkah candles or wine for Kiddush? Obviously, Kiddush wine is more important. Kiddush wine is a mitzvah d'orais. It's a Torah commandment to make Kiddush on Shabbos. Hanukkah is, at best, a rabbinic commandment, and if it's only a rabbinic commandment, how could anyone say that the Hanukkah candles come above Kiddush? Put that question aside for a second. The Ramah then says further over there, and the Shulchan Aruch actually codifies it in an earlier siman, in an earlier part, where he says, "Im ein yado maseges leknos shemen l'ner Chanukah v'yayin lahavdil ner Chanukah kodim." It also happens to be the same thing with Havdalah wine. If you could only afford Chanukah candles or Havdalah wine, which is more important? Chanukah candles. So how can it be that Chanukah candles can be above both Kiddush wine and Havdalah wine? The answer is, I believe, found in the Mishnah Berurah, right? The Chafetz Chaim writes that what is so valuable about Hanukkah candles? Well, the Shulchan Aruch said it himself before, Mishum de Parsumi Nisa Adif, because the fact that Hanukkah is all about being mafarsim, is about publicizing the miracle that Hashem did for us, therefore, as a result, that sort of trumps everything, and it's just much more important because of that. But I don't believe that that's the main statement, because you could say that's very nice that it's Parsumi Nisa, very nice to publicize a miracle, but it's a rabbinic publicization of the miracle. You have a Torah commandment versus a rabbinic publicization. Which is more important? So I think the second part is maybe the ikar, maybe the main point of what the Mishnah Berurah is getting at. He says, "Ve'od the ikar mitzvah havdala nuchal kayem betfila." That when it comes to the mitzvah of havdala, and we would apply the same reasoning to Kiddush as well, from a Torah perspective, from a Torah commandment level, how does one fulfill havdala and Kiddush? All you have to do is say dvarim. All you have to do is say words, and therefore, from a Torah perspective, from a Torah commandment perspective, since to fulfill Kiddush or Havdalah, all you have to do is just say the words of Kiddush. You don't actually need wine. That was a rabbinic enactment, a rabbinic addition. Therefore, one can fulfill the Torah commandment of saying Kiddush or Havdalah, and then you basically have the rabbinic question, the rabbinic priority. What's more important? Wine, which is, again, just an addition by the rabbis, or Hanukkah candles? And the answer becomes clear that Hanukkah candles trumps, the rabbinic commandment of Hanukkah candles trumps the rabbinic addition of wine for Kiddush or Havdalah, because of the fact that Parsumini, so publicization of the Nays, is much more important. Fine, that was all parenthetical, but now let's go back to the real main part of what we were just saying, and that is, why is it that Shabbos candles are, why is it that it's so much better than Hanukkah candles? And we get to be said that the Shulchan Aruch gave a perspective that it's because of Shalom Bayis. That's why Shabbos candles are so great. But what does that actually mean? What is it getting to in terms of the essence of Shabbos candles versus Hanukkah candles that can help us understand what the difference truly is between them? And to answer this question, I think we need to take a look at a statement of the Rav, Rabbi Soloveitchik, makes the following comparison. He's not the only one to do this, but it is a very astute one, and that is that just a few hours ago, whenever we lit our Hanukkah menorahs, we said the passage of Haneros Halalu, and in the passage of Haneros Halalu, we said the words Ve'ein lanu reshus lehishtamesh bahem elalero sambilva, that we don't have the permission, we're not allowed to use Hanukkah candles. The only thing that they're for is to look at them, to watch them, to observe them. I wrote about the Vartor about that everyone, God willing, will be getting soon. But specifically on this point, what does it mean that we can only watch them and we can only see them? It means that Hanukkah candles are not allowed to be for our personal benefit. You can look, but you can't touch. And I hope you don't touch them, right? But you can look at them, but you can't get any benefit from them. What are Shabbos candles all about? Shabbos candles are literally all about benefiting from them. You light the Shabbos candles because of Shalom Bayis, meaning so that your house is illuminated, so that you can have light on Shabbos. You specifically light Shabbos candles to use them, and therefore I believe, according to this perspective of the Rav, of comparing the two of them, of showing how different they are, that Hanukkah candles are not to be used, and Shabbos candles are all about being used, it's clear which one would be more important. Of course Shabbos candles are more important. If you have two mitzvahs that are, all things considered, equal, of course the mitzvah that's useful to you and something that can be utilized for you would be a step above and just a little bit more important. So that's perhaps why Shabbos candles trump Hanukkah candles. With all of that, now let's try and understand really what the deeper meaning behind Shabbos candles and Hanukkah candles are, to help us understand what Shabbos Hanukkah is all about and what this meeting of these two minds, if you will, is going to be all about. So let's just state the obvious. When it comes down to it, Shabbos candles typically and traditionally are lit by the woman of the household. Of course, if there is no woman of the household, then of course it is an equal obligation for the man to light Shabbos candles. But typically, the lighting Shabbos candles is done by the woman of the household. And then the Hanukkah candles is typically lit by the man of the household. Hanukkah candles is a little bit more complicated because there is a custom of many women to light the menorah as well. But the more traditional perspective is, and always has been, that the man should light. And again, there are some women who do it, and if that's your custom, of course you should feel free to do it. But typically there is a perspective to say that there should only be one menorah per couple, if you will. And therefore, who should light it in the couple, the man or the woman? The man typically does. So therefore, you find that Shabbos candles are traditionally lit by women. Hanukkah candles are traditionally lit by men. It's quite, frankly, built into these mitzvos in and of themselves, in terms of what the basic traditions have always been, that even though they're identical in terms of you're striking a match and you're lighting a candle, nonetheless, as identical as it might seem, they're clearly diametrically opposed, because one was typically given to men to do and one was traditionally given to women to do. And so we'll have to realize that is part and parcel of the whole contrast between these two mitzvos. Now, Rabbi Sachs and Rabbi Soloveitchik both express different perspectives as to what the Shabbos candles represent and what the Hanukkah candles represent, and I'd like to share both opinions with you. They're both very deep, so we're going to go through them slowly and hopefully coherently. So Rabbi Sachs says as follows. He actually says that it's worthwhile to compare not just the Shabbos candles and the Hanukkah candles, but he even throws in the Havdalah candle as well. And so here is what he says. He says that Shabbos candles, if you think about them in terms of what their essence is, they are candles that are by definition lit in your home. How do you know they're lit in your home, or what is the proof that they're lit in your home? Well, of course Shabbos candles have to be lit in your home because they represent Shalom Bayis. They represent the fact that you're illuminating your home so you can see the couch and the table and the food. So they need to be lit in your home, and that is the placement of Shabbos candles. And as a result, he explains that Shabbos candles represent the notion of revelation of one person to another. They enable me to see the person sitting next to me. They enable me to connect more with the person next to me. So Shabbos candles are candles candles that are lit in the home, and they help me connect to those people who are around me. Hanukkah candles, he says, are by definition candles that unlike Shabbos candles that are lit in the home, Hanukkah candles are typically lit in the street, right? We have the custom to light our menorahs in America inside our homes, but those of us who have been to Eretz Yisrael, who have been to Israel on Hanukkah, we know that everyone's lighting their menorahs on the street, and that seems to have been the prevalent custom, and again, because of various exiles and persecutions, we began to light in our homes, but nonetheless, the primary mitzvah has always seemed to have been that lighting the Hanukkah menorah should be lit in the street. So it's a mitzvah that takes place in the street, and as Rabbi Sachs explains, that Hanukkah candles represent the light of redemption, the light of the future Geula, the future redemption for the Jewish nation. He then also explains that Havdalah is actually the borderline. It's the light, it's the light and the candle that represents the borderline between being lit in the home and being lit in the street. And the reason why he says that, it's kind of a deep idea, the reason why he says that is because that when you light the Havdalah candle, it enables you to go from Shabbos, which is a very home-centric day, to go out into the rest of the world, to leave your home. And therefore he explains that the Havdalah candle is the representation of the borderline between the house and the street, and he compares the Havdalah to the light of creation, because we know that we light our Havdalah candle on Motzei Shabbos. We make the bracha of Borei Me'orei Ha'esh, because it represents the fact that that's when mankind created fire, so we too make a bracha on fire every single Saturday night, and therefore he calls Havdalah the light of creation. So again, to synopsize what Rabbi Sachs said, Shabbos candles are candles that are lit in the home and represent the light of revelation. In layman's terms, Shabbos candles represent the here and now, the present. Hanukkah candles are candles that are lit in the street, and they represent the light of redemption. Again, in layman terms, they represent the light of focusing on the future. Shabbos is the present, and Hanukkah is the future. Havdalah, that borderline between the house and the street, is the light of creation, or again, in other words, the light of the past. So again, Shabbos candles, present. Hanukkah candles, think future. Havdalah candles, think past. Fine, that's Rabbi Sachs' perspective. When it comes to Rabbi Soloveitchik, he has an even deeper idea, and I'm going to read it for you, a passage that he wrote, and I'm going to tell you this right now. It will likely totally overturn any perspective you have ever had in terms of what the Hanukkah candles represent. Every time we see the Hanukkah candles, or any sweet message, I think I even sent something in the WhatsApp group a few hours ago, in the Shul WhatsApp group a while ago, that we think of Hanukkah candles, it's so beautiful, it's the light that takes away all the darkness, that it's the light that vanquishes all evil in the world. That's like the very Hollywood perspective that we have of the Hanukkah candles. But Rabbi Soloveitchik says it's not really true. Hanukkah candles don't really represent that. So let's see what he says. I'm going to read for you a passage from a book of a compilation of essays from the Rav, entitled Days of Deliverance. And here's what he says. He says, Ner Shabbat represents the Ner Ham'or, the light of illumination, the shining light enjoyed by many, which brilliantly lights up the whole house. Ner Chanukah is a Ner Hanir'eh Merachok. It is a remote light. The distant light attracts us, it pulls us, and we run after it, hoping to come near, yet the closer we come, the quicker it moves away from us. He says that the Hanukkah candles, the Hanukkah light, is the twinkling star that is perceived but not enjoyed, that it's seen but not used. And he says in terms of physical distance, Ner Hanukkah is close to us, we can touch it, yet psychologically it is as remote from us as the flying nebula on the outskirts of the universe. He says it is a singular and peculiar light. If that wasn't confusing for you enough, then let me read for you one more passage. He says further that, again, he uses these two terms. Shabbos candles he refers to as the Ner HaMa'or, the light of illumination, and Ner Chanukah he refers to as the Ner HaNir'eh Merachok, a remote light. So he writes as follows. Ner HaMa'or symbolizes clarity, rationality, openness, and frankness. It represents a stage in life at which man has no questions and no problems. His life is a straightforward and simple. Rationality is interwoven into the very texture of an enjoyable life. He says, in a word, the Ner HaMa'or symbolizes man's great capacity for understanding and rationalizing. So in other words, to say it very simply, when you think of Shabbos candles and the hashkafa of the Rav, it's thinking of this notion of tranquility, of peace. And by the way, that is what Shabbos candles always represent for us, because as crazy as Erev Shabbos always is, you light those candles and all of a sudden a peace falls over you. Shabbos candles represent this notion of just full clarity and full peace and just absolute serenity and tranquility. The Ner Chanukah, though, however, is the opposite of that, he says. Ner Hanir Emerachok, this light in the distance, symbolizes the endlessness of the cosmos. Its uncharted lanes along which stars are born and perish, that they come into being and then they explode. The human eye cannot encompass the distances. One's intellect cannot penetrate the flying nebula. I'm just going to explain the rest outside because it's just confusing after that. But basically what he says is that Hanukkah candles represent complexity. That when you think of the opposite of Shabbos candles, that's what Hanukkah candles are. If Shabbos candles are peace and sense and tranquility, then Hanukkah candles are complexity and difficulty and the inability to really fully see what's actually in front of you, which is an unbelievable idea because, again, most of us always see Hanukkah candles as like this beautiful illumination of light, of clarity, of creating light in the darkness, but that's not what he says Hanukkah candles are. Hanukkah candles are the light that represents difficulty and that which is not easy to understand and comprehend in this world, and Shabbos candles are the opposite in terms of representing peace and sense and understanding in this world. And so with all of this in mind, with the recognition, whether it's from Rabbi Sachs's perspective, that Shabbos candles represent the present and Hanukkah candles represent the future, or it's the Rav who says that Shabbos candles represent clarity and Hanukkah candles represent confusion and complexity, with that we understand that there's one day a year in which we are meant to bring these two lights together, right? One day a year in which these two contradictory forms of light are fused together and are sort of forced to exist to help us realize, I believe, that life is not solely absolutely about one or the other. That life is not solely about harmony, and life is not solely, God forbid, about living in turmoil or chaos and misery or mystery. Life is about both. We have good times and we have bad times. These are two aspects that fill our world. Or as Rabbi Sachs put it, life is not about living in the here and now and only, and life is not about living in the future only. Life is about encompassing all of these different lights, recognizing that there are many different facets of light, and Shabbos Chanukah is the representation of this fusion of all of that, that as crazy as the world is, that as good as the world is, that all of these various aspects of the world are all brought together on this Shabbos to help us realize that on Hanukkah, we're not lighting candles to obliterate the darkness in the world. We light them to enable us to accept that the world has a balance of good and bad. That there's this balance of both happy and sadness, there's a balance of both good and evil, and that's just the reality of the world that we're living in. When you compare Shabbos candles to Hanukkah candles, it's these two sides of the same coin that coexist in this world that we're meant to face as we approach Shabbos, and that we're meant to face as we approach the world at large. So this Shabbos, this very unique Shabbos that we only typically have once and maximum twice a year, maximum of 2 days every single year, right? Depends on how Shabbos falls out, you could have two Shabboses. Since this year we only have one Shabbos Chanukah, this Shabbos tomorrow night when we fuse these two candles together, when we first light our Chanukah candles and then we go to light our Shabbos candles, let us realize that life is about both of these aspects. It's about the positive and the negative and the good and the bad and the happy and the sad, and that Hashem is ultimately watching over all of us throughout all of this, and He's guiding us through everything, and we have to put our trust in Him to recognize that if this is what life is, that it is inevitably about the ups and the downs, that we should continue to pray to Him, to connect with Him, to help, to ask Him and beg of Him and plead with Him to give us guidance and all of our endeavors, both the good and the bad in life. Wishing everyone a beautiful night and a beautiful Shabbos.